Social networking websites can help you make new friends outside your usual social circle. One of those sites is called Bebo, B-E-B-O, and it's aiming for way outside your standard social circle. Today, the site beamed a digital time capsule into outer space. The capsule is a collection of messages and pictures from Bebo users hoping to connect with extraterrestrial friends. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse was there when the messages went out from a radio telescope in Ukraine.
The massive RT-70 radio telescope is moving into position now so that it points out over the Black Sea here on the Crimean Peninsula and eventually 120 trillion miles out into space towards a planet that we think may be able to support life.
We hope that if this planet is inhabited, they will find out, decode this message and maybe send something back to us, to the Earth.
That's Olga Smyk. She works for the Ukrainian National Space Center here, and she's a little nervous about it all.
I'm not sure if they are friendly to us.
Hi, I'm Avan, and this is my message from Earth.
Hello, my name is Sharif, and this is my message from Earth.
We've asked young people in the UK this summer to come together to create and choose a message that can be put on radio waves, and we're going to be sending those radio waves into deep space.
Ollie Madgett is the mission commander. He's staying safely down here on Earth for the moment.
People were trying to talk about the meaning of life. They often talked about their fears for the future was something that came across quite a lot, and as well their hopes for the future. So we kind of had a real insightful snapshot of a generation.
Hello, aliens. I'm Scott Mills off of Earth from Radio 1.
Bebo took this seriously. They even set up their own Message from Earth TV show and invited celebrities on to encourage their young intergalactic correspondents.
Come and visit us here on Earth. It's actually quite good. And when you arrive, just say this to people and they will greet you warmly. Spoon, two spoons, Dave Spoon. Thank you.
I'm actually standing in the dish of this huge radio telescope. It's 70 metres in diameter and it's usually used to spot near-Earth objects, that's asteroids or other bits of space junk that could fall down to Earth. Now, though, it's looking much deeper into space, seeing if there's anyone else out there. The question is, though, if they are out there and they get this message, what on Earth will they think of us?
That's the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse reporting from the Crimean Peninsula in Ukraine.